Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Wednesday, the 12th of February. Coming up today, we'll hear from a Kent fitness coach who has a warning to other travellers after suffering a horrific injury while on holiday. We'll also have reaction from the Gills manager after they managed to pick up a point in their latest League Two fixture. But first, taking a look at our top story today, a Herne Bay woman who broke her friend's eye socket while on a night out has been spared jail just 2 weeks before her baby is due. Lucy has more details for the podcast. She's here with me now. Lucy, what can you tell us about the night of the attack?
Well, Nadine Telfer was out celebrating the new year with friends in 2023 at Vivid Nightclub in Herne Bay. A court heard how she'd been drinking when the victim, Poppy Mae Chandler, approached her to ask if she was okay because she looked upset. While Poppy was walking away, she said she felt a sudden pain in the back of her head and was struck in the face. It was at this point Nadine was kicked out of the venue.
And when did Poppy realise just how bad her injuries were?
Well, when she was still in pain days after the attack, she booked a medical appointment. She was told by doctors she'd suffered an orbital fracture and was unable to work and was scared to go outside. A metal plate had to be inserted into her face to treat the fracture. And more than 2 years after the assault, she's still having surgery to correct ongoing double vision.
Now, Nadine's had her day in court, but she's escaped prison.
That's right. The 39-year-old who lives in Market Street in Herne Bay was facing jail time after the attack. A court heard she has three previous convictions for five offences. But during the hearing, the victim pleaded with the judge not to send Nadine to prison because she's 8.5 months pregnant. Her lawyer explained she's a mum of one and her dependents would suffer if she was imprisoned. The judge concluded she'd not intended to cause serious harm during the brief attack and sentenced her to 1 year and 9 months in prison, but suspended the term for 2 years and imposed a 3-year restraining order. Nadine will also have to carry out 150 hours of unpaid work, complete 10 rehab sessions, and pay Poppy £2,000 in compensation.
Thanks, Lucy.
Kent Online News.
A man who stabbed a 19-year-old in Rochester and attacked another man with a brick has been jailed. Cerise Moses went into a barbershop near the high street with a weapon last May and assaulted the owner and his nephew. The 22-year-old from Westway in Caterham in Surrey has been locked up for 5 years and 3 months. He'll also serve another 4 years on licence. A man who bit off part of another man's ear during an unprovoked assault in Strood has been jailed for more than 7 years. It happened as the victim left the railway station and was chatting to his children on the phone in February 2022. Louis Carter, who's 32 and from Woolwich Road in Belvedere, will have to spend 4.5 years on licence when he's released. A man who recorded an explicit video of a Kent woman and used it to threaten her has been jailed. Christopher Christou sent the footage to one of her relatives after repeatedly calling and messaging the victim from his home in Famagusta in Cyprus. The 49-year-old was arrested in Rochester last August and has now been locked up for 10 months. A Kent fitness coach is urging people not to go on holiday without travel insurance after he was seriously injured abroad. John McCormick, who runs Skip to Be Fit workshops in schools, was training for a charity run in the Goa region of India when a dog tried to bite him. He jumped into the road and was hit by a moped.
Unfortunately, I won't be skipping for a while. I've had a really bad accident while out running, raising money for the El Shaddai Child Rescue Centre here in India. I was running and a dog tried to bite me, and unfortunately I had to jump in the road and got hit by a passing scooter. I got a very, very bad cut across the calf muscle, which severed my artery. I then also got my fibula shattered near my ankle. Very, very luckily was not killed, and I'm very fortunate to still be making this video, so I'll try to take the positive. It could have been a lorry. But my reason for this is please think about making sure you have travel insurance, because fortunately I had my Nationwide travel insurance, which covered all my costs. But when I hit the floor, the pain was absolutely excruciating pain. I can't describe the pain, but luckily I got to the hospital. The hospital were fantastic, but the hospital wanted to know, have you got insurance? That's the first thing they ask when you get to the hospital about insurance. So it's a real heads up, everyone, please, to think about making sure they have got cover when you go on holiday anywhere in the world. But my son will be carrying on the Skip to Fit. We'll still keep going, but please think about what's happened to me, could happen to you. And if anything positive can come out of this, raise awareness on travel insurance.
Kent Online News.
It's been claimed it's a miracle no one was killed after a car ploughed into a house in Faversham and the driver ran off. Pictures at Kent Online show the wreckage after it happened on Canterbury Road early on Sunday. A witness says a driver heading towards Sittingbourne lost control. Police are working to identify them. Footage has emerged of parents getting involved in a fight at an under-10s football match at a Kent school. It seems to have stemmed from an altercation between two boys in a game involving Sheppey United's youth team in Larkfield last November. The Kent FA say they've carried out a thorough investigation and imposed the relevant sanctions. Kent Online has been back to Dover to see how the high street has fared 7 years after the opening of the retail park. The £50 million St James complex, which includes a Cineworld, Nando's and Next, was finished in 2017 and is placed just a few hundred yards away from the pedestrianised precinct. At the time, there were fears it would kill the town centre. Reporter Sam Lennon has been speaking to James Pearce, who's the manager of the game-based computer game shop.
This store used to be the prominent position of Dover in the high street. Now, definitely, it's the back end of the high street. Right. When you think like McDonald's has gone, Woolworths has gone, and lots of stores have relocated to St James's, there really needs to be a reason to come down this end. And pretty much, other than us and Argos, I don't think you'd probably come down here to go shopping, really. So I think, obviously, everybody's moving down to St James's. But the reason why we haven't is because the rent and the rates are so high. We're having to adapt to the... Obviously, the businesses that moved down there, I don't think the town realised that the current businesses were going to relocate. I think they kind of expected new businesses to come in and expand on the town, but it didn't quite work like that. So it's a bit of a sad sight that this high street is kind of like all the empty shops and stuff like you see. But yeah, we're holding our own. Obviously, we do actually bring a lot of people into the town as well from other towns. And they all kind Yeah, so we have like people from Maidstone, Ashford, all for the birthday parties that we do here. So, but unfortunately, they all kind of say the same thing, that they go to the high street and there is just nothing there. So it's an awful lot for them to do, really. But obviously, yeah, St James's has got it's a nice area and it's a nice development. I just don't think it's quite, you know, what everybody expected. And there's still a lot of empty shops down there. And some of the shops, the independent shops that have gone there, haven't lasted. So. For example, Jerkentings, they moved, they were doing so well, they've relocated and now they're not there. So yeah, I think it's just extortionate, the cost it is of being down there.
Do you think there are problems that are causing the high street here, like the parking has gone up now to £1.80 an hour? Do you think that's been adding to problems?
The parking situation, I think it's kind of always been the same. I know St James's is an hour of free parking. But I do believe that the council could do more. For example, this year the Labour introduced empty shops that can be auctioned for leases. And I spoke to the council recently, very recently, and they said that's not in their plans, even though that is they have got powers to do that. So that's quite disappointing, because I think that would give independent stores a lot of chance to open up some of these derelict buildings that have been empty for years. They said they didn't have the funds for that.
Kent Online News.
Jeremy Clarkson has revealed how he got stuck for hours at a Kent lorry park while travelling to film his TV series, Clarkson's Farm. He stopped at the Sevington Inland Border Facility to get paperwork signed on his way to the Netherlands. He's criticised the delays. HMRC say waiting times can vary considerably depending on the movement type. A field in Cranbrook that campaigners wanted to be used for a secondary school is instead going to be turned into housing. There's an ongoing issue with pupils having to travel long distances to get to the nearest schools in the area. Developers have been given permission to build 34 homes on the long field off Angley Road. An apprentice from Ashford has told the podcast it's important schools promote them as an alternative to university. We're told 8 in 10 people here in the southeast think they're a good way to start a career, and almost half of us would do one if we could go back in time. Jordana Mills works as a principal technical officer at Network Rails Maintenance Depot in Tunbridge.
My name is Jordana Mills. I'm from Ashford in Kent, but I work out of Tunbridge. And I'm currently a principal technical officer. I was in sixth form and I wasn't quite sure of my options of further and higher education. Didn't know what I wanted to study and what my interests were. I found I was quite good at maths, physics and product design, which led me to engineering, which then led me on to the idea of maybe not learning these practical subjects in a class or a classroom-based environment. So I started looking around at apprenticeships and other options, and it was on the government's website that I actually found Network Rail's apprenticeship.
How would you say that that's molded you as a person, but also what have you got out of it from an academic point of view? What do you think you've gained that you might not have done if you were staying on at school?
Absolutely. I've learned obviously not just the sort of theoretical side, but I've been able to apply the learning I've been taught in the classroom directly applicable to my day job and out in the real world environment. So it's been really nice to learn it and then apply it directly.
And do you think that's benefited you? You're going to have way more experience than if you'd stayed on at school.
Absolutely. After the completion of my apprenticeship, I moved into a permanent role with Network Rail, and the apprenticeship had provided me with all the knowledge as well as the experience that I needed to successfully be able to fulfill that role.
And I believe that wasn't the only apprenticeship. You've gone on to do another lot of study. Is that right? What did you do next?
Yeah, so after the level three, I still wanted to learn. I've always been sort of a bookworm, and Network Rail presented me the opportunity to study for a degree. So they fund the degree, so no cost to myself. And that's done in partner with London South Bank University, and I'm currently in 2 years, second year out of 4 years.
I think when you're at school, it's very much a GCSEs, A levels, university. That's the route. But obviously, there are way more options, aren't they? Were you aware that you could still get a degree if you went and did an apprenticeship?
I wasn't. Apprenticeships wasn't sort of heavily talked about when I was at school, which is one of the reasons I want to get the message out there because I want people to know that there are options out there other than university.
And financially as well. I mean, it's a huge commitment, isn't it, to people to go to university? Do you think you? Obviously, you've been better off financially because you've done an apprenticeship. You've been earning whilst learning, plus you're getting your degree funded as well. I mean, that must be a huge kind of relief, really, that you can still achieve all of this and you're not having to pay out for it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, student loans and student debts can get quite high, and you're paying them back in sort of your first role. Whereas my paycheck, what I earn, is what I get. So I don't lose anything to sort of student loans.
This week is being used to promote apprenticeships. A graduation ceremony for people who've completed one will take place in Kent later this year.
Kent Online News.
Plans to build a new three-story medical centre and more than 50 homes on the site of a former school in Gravesend have been approved. The old St Joseph's Convent Preparatory School in Old Road East will be redeveloped despite concerns from neighbours over access roads and privacy. The development was approved 5-4. Elsewhere, campaigners are celebrating as plans to build a housing estate on farmland near Ramsgate have been thrown out by a planning inspector. The development off Foxborough Lane in Minster was due to include 115 homes. It's been rejected because of concerns about traffic, pedestrian safety and the loss of prime farmland. A country pub near New Ash Green that burned down after being struck by lightning could be rebuilt more than 3 years on. The Green Man on Hodsall Street served the community for more than 130 years before being gutted by fire in 2021 and then demolished. There were fears the site would be redeveloped into housing, but plans have now been submitted to Sevenoaks Council to reinstate it as a pub. Councillor Penny Cole represents the Hartley and Hodsall Street ward of the district council.
Residents are so keen, desperate to get a pub back in this in on that location. You know, there's a hole where the building was, and you go walk past it and you just feel that it needs to be a pub again. And you know, it's brilliant that that application has finally come forward. It's taken a long time, but I have obviously I've contacted residents. I've put it out on Facebook that the application is there, and please support it. And there's a lot of positivity on this, so you know, hopefully it will be back again in a few years' time once it's been built.
A decision is due next month.
Kent Online News.
Local authorities in Kent are getting a share of nearly £40 million to deliver new cycle tracks and footpaths. It's part of a nationwide initiative to help councils build happier, healthier and greener places. There'll also be guidance from Active Travel England on how to properly engage with local residents and businesses to make sure their needs are met. Costumes from TV's Wolf Hall have gone on show at Hever Castle. The drama starred Damian Lewis as Henry VIII and Mark Rylance as Thomas Cromwell. The outfits are on public display for the first time until November. November, along with images from the series and portraits from Tudor times. And a new Haribo store has opened up Bluewater today. It's the second one in Kent, with another at the Ashford Designer Outlet. Our reporter Davina Jethwa has been chatting to Becky Fox, who's the head of retail for Haribo UK.
We've been a long-standing partner with Bluewater. Back in 2023, we had an experience here over the summer, which was the world's largest ball pit, which was really successful for us. And we've been opening stores over the last 7 or 8 years. So Bluewater was a natural choice. Clearly, it's one of the biggest, best shopping centres in the UK. So it was an easy decision.
And what are some different things that you've done at this store that might be different to what you've done at other stores?
Yeah, sure. So all of this store is brand new. So we've got digital elements, digital screens. We've got a huge international selection in this store. The photo opportunity that you've just seen, where people can come in, take their photos, share with their friends. And then the biggest part of this store is all about the pick your mix station, which obviously I'm standing by here. So customers can come and rotate around the pick your mix station. We've got lots of different offers here, and I'm sure that this pick and mix station will be the biggest and best we've seen yet.
The first 50 customers at today's grand opening were given a free goodie bag.
Kent Online Sports.
Football Now and Gillingham have managed to pick up a point after travelling to League Two leaders Walsall. The game finished 1-1 with Robbie McKenzie scoring for the Gills. Manager John Coleman was full of praise for his team.
I think that's the best we've played since I've been here, to be honest. We started the game really well, controlled the first 20 minutes. Hostile place to come, you know, a promotion where I think it was £10 to get in, so there was going to be more on the gate anyway. We quietened the crowd by how well we controlled the game, without really getting our foothold into the game for the striking wise. We had a couple of half chances, but there was a lot of harsh words said this week, and you know, it's been quite an emotional week, and you know, a long trip to Barrowa, and then you know, another long trip today. But the lads were determined to prove a few people wrong. They don't have to prove me wrong, you know, it's themselves first. And they showed that tonight. You know, you couldn't fault any one of our players tonight. They gave everything they had. They were crawling off the pitch at the end. I think in the balance of the second half, I think we deserve to win it. You know, they've scored an absolute fluke. You know, the ball's going off for the throwing, and it ricochets into the net. We've scored an unbelievable goal, Robbie. And I think if anyone was going to score later on, it was going to be us. Couple of penalties, big penalty shouts that, you know, seem to be deserting us, you know. When you see the one again on Saturday, that was clear that we don't care, and then we get another couple tonight. It's frustrating, but you know, all we can do is concentrate on ourselves. Our fans were magnificent tonight, again. You know, I thank them for coming the way they did. It's a constant battle on just trying to get us right. We're trying to fight for our right to play in League Two for the start. But you know, we've got to improve for our own right, you know, and that's a step in the right direction tonight. But still a lot of hard work to be done.
Defender Andy Smith, who joined Gillingham in the January transfer window, has also been giving us his thoughts on the game.
From start to finish, I felt like we were right in the game. You know, obviously they take the lead, but you know, we've bounced back, and you know, I feel like we're unlucky to not try and get the 3 points. You know, we've had a few penalty shouts that maybe, obviously I ain't seen them back yet, maybe if they go our way it's a different story. But you know, the character to come back from going a goal down, it's great. Obviously it's been a tough run of form. Obviously none of us are happy with the run of form that we're on, but all we can do is graft like we did tonight, and you know, see where that leaves us. That's all anyone can expect of us, and that's all we can. That's what we'll give every time. Obviously, results might not always come, but you can guarantee that the lads in there will always give 100%.
The Jewels are 19th in the table and host Crewe Alexandra on Saturday. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Blue Sky. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Kate Faulkner, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.